name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Every week the sermon is so serious, so I start to lighten it up a little bit. I'm sure you haven't seen Abuna and an apron before, but we'll try to make the best of it this morning, okay? We're going to talk about God's cooking. God's cooking. How many of us here love chocolate cake? Come on, let's be serious. No shame here, no shame. Okay, I'll put up my hand too. How do you make chocolate cake? What are the ingredients? Help me out here. So we're going to start out with, just say anything, you can yell it out. Okay, flour. Okay, so we have some flour here. I'm just going to add it. So we'll start out with flour. Okay. Then, what else do we have? Eggs. Okay, let's see if we got some eggs. Let's get cracking here. I hope I don't make a big mess. Okay. And two eggs. What else? Sugar. Okay. I'm gonna add a little bit of sugar here. And maybe a little bit more just to make it extra sweet. What else? Chocolate. How can we miss chocolate? Okay, so got some chocolate chips here. Let's add that in. What else? Butter. Yeah. Let's see if we got some butter here. Little bit more? Okay. And what else? Milk, or okay, I forgot to get milk, so it's not gonna turn out like that. So I'm going to extend it to use some water. Is that okay? Yes? Baking powder. Okay. Get some baking powder. Yes. Okay, anything else? Huh? Vanilla? Tonight this is vanilla, okay? You can tell I'm not going to do this for a living. Okay, now we're ready to eat it, right? So let's combine all this mush together. And then, are we ready to eat all of this now? Can we just serve it? What does it need to do now? So we need to put it in the oven, right? So we'll go put it in the oven. Let's pretend this is the oven. And then, take out. Finally, ready for the dominion. It's a beautiful chocolate cake which you can get to consume after the liturgy. I know I make your stomach buds now all over, and many will have to run outside and grab this beautiful chocolate cake. But I think we can all wait until the end of the liturgy. What's the point of this whole thing? In many ways, this is God's cooking. These are the components of our life. We need to get a little bit of hardship, maybe sometimes sickness. How about that flour? How would it taste on its own? Did you ever taste flour on its own before? How about raw eggs? Or how about vanilla by itself? Or how about water, or milk, or butter? Individually, they might not have a big meaning, or may taste sour, Yes, if all of life was about hardships or problems, yes, we'd be sour. But when you put it all together and you find that God is working all the ingredients together, and possibly putting it in the oven for a while, this is the only way that we can come out with this beautiful chocolate cake. And that the readings of the church today have presented us with a holistic approach to life. We need to look life at its entirety. Many people I speak to, they say, I'm having a hardship in this area of my life, or I have a problem with this, or a failure of that sort. But what about everything else? How is God forming us and shaping us into the men and women that He wants us to be? I think I'm going to take out this the apron now so we can focus. It looks nice. I think I need to take off this chocolate chip again. Start the year as well. We'll put it in the oven again. So let's look how the church wants us to live a holistic life today through the readings that we have just gone through. We have heard in today's liturgy how a man wanted to be perfect. A lawyer went up to our Lord Jesus and said, how can I inherit the kingdom of heaven? It is my ultimate goal and your ultimate goal to reach the heavenly kingdom. But how? The Lord gave him the first key. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength, and your neighbor likewise as yourself. It starts out, our spiritual journey starts out with true faith. The knowledge that our Lord Jesus Christ is the one and only Savior. What does it mean to have faith in our Lord Jesus? It means that we have put all of our trust in Him. Starts out with faith and leads us into a virtuous, leading a virtuous life, and finally carrying our cross or enduring hardships, which are the main messages of today's reading. First of all, faith is placing our full trust in Him and knowing that all things in our life work out for the good of those who love our Lord Jesus. Knowing, as the book of Acts said, 4:12, that nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It is the knowledge that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that the Lord Jesus is Christ and Savior of all, we shall be saved. And it's the knowledge and the true confidence that the Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him, as in John 14, verse 6. My beloved, our journey with God starts with our love for Him. Our full knowledge and confidence that He is Savior of all. That there's no other name under heaven or earth by which we'll be saved except through Him. And this is the beautiful sugar that we added to our cake mix today, which looks very delicious. Then, from there, we start to grow to understand that we are not on our own in this planet. We need to recognize those who are around us, those who are less fortunate. And this is the reading of the Catholic Epistle, living a righteous life. The Lord Jesus said that God says in the Old Testament, in the Mosaic Law, do not do a lot of things. Do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud. But our Lord Jesus also added to this, to go the second mile. If anyone asks us to go with them 1 mile, go with them even further, a second mile. He gave us the law of liberty in the New Testament, that which tells us that all things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial. Not all things build me as an individual. He also added to do righteousness in his epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 25 to 32, saying, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stores steal no longer, but rather let him labor working with his hand what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. So here comes the whole concept of a transformed life, a whole changed life, from a life of just focusing on all the negatives into a life into focusing on the positives and into things that are edifying. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. My beloved, I can't tell you how many horror stories I've heard throughout the years of people who are coming into our assemblies and being pushed away or being pushed to the side or not being loved or welcomed or cared for any reason, for cultural reason. I pray that one day we as a community, as a church, will be colorblind and socioeconomically blind and, you know, any kind of physical disability blind, or any problem that may separate us from one another, that we can incorporate each other into the big arms and the loving arms of Christ without any guard and without any reservation. And this is the true community that reflects the image of God. One that each and every person in all simplicity of heart is able to reach out to others and looking for those who are pushed away by society. Many people today are facing loneliness. They have no one to ask about them. How about if we as a community start to adopt some people under our wing and care about them? Individuals who we know have special circumstances in their life, whether they could be elderly or single parents, single moms especially, or those with any kind of disabilities, or those who are studying by themselves and they have no family around. Especially these people need the love of the community and the care of the community. This is how we grow. This is where we can add more ingredients into this beautiful cake. Because not only by doing this are we helping others, we are helping ourselves, we are helping our spirituality and relationship with God to grow and to become such a beautiful ingredient that will finally render this beautiful and delicious cake. The last ingredient that I have to add to my cake this morning is the ingredient of carrying our cross or enduring hardships. If you notice in the epistle of St. Paul to his disciple Timothy today, he spoke to him about three kinds of people who needed to endure hardships in order to see the fruit of their work. He spoke to him about a soldier who needs to go into battle and fight the war in order to become victorious. And no one can live in life defeated. If you want to live victorious, you must endure through the battle. He spoke to him about the athlete who needs to train day and night to be strong enough to have the endurance to go through the race. And also he spoke to him about the farmer who needs to labor by waking up very early in the morning and going through hardships and tough labor in order to see the fruit of his hands. Enduring hardships is a part of making this beautiful cake. Going inside the oven, the cake, no matter how many ingredients you add to it, will not be so delicious and beautiful and cooked to perfection unless it goes inside the oven. So let's not grumble sometimes or tell God that He is an unfair God. For if we, when we look at the front of the announcement sheet, we find a beautiful verse in Proverbs that says that those whom God loves, He chastises. He loves us so much, He wants us to cleanse all of these imperfections in our life and go through some kind of hardship, carrying our cross in joy. The Lord Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciple, he or she needs to sell whatever they have and take up their cross and follow Him. And no one can inherit this beautiful eternal life without persecution in this age and also in the age which is to come. Our Lord Jesus is a loving and a kind God. And I pray that one day our life would simulate this beautiful cake. Think about it. every circumstance that you go through and you start to feel that God is unfair or the plate is getting too full, think of this beautiful analogy of the cake, that the Lord is putting and adding so many beautiful ingredients, and maybe he's to go into the furnace a little bit to come out beautiful, delicious, you can enjoy and other people around you can enjoy. May our Lord Jesus give us a holistic spiritual life, one that is full of joy, one that is full of love, one that is full of service and ministry and giving, and also one that is full of some hardships that we are going to accept also with thanksgiving to our Lord Jesus Christ.